Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals. That was the call as heard on WJFK 106.7 The Fan, a first inning home run for CJ Abrams. That was the one bright spot in a 5-2 defeat in the hands of the Atlanta Braves, who are now back to 500 after a slow start to the season, 21-21. Nats now 17 of 26. They have lost, I believe, seven straight games. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast, Ryan Clary. What's up, Ryan?
I'm doing well, Adam. You know what? Actually, I'm not. I feel like I'm just drowning right now at the Nationals. Seven straight losses, man. It's been a bad time. Not gonna lie, so I'm not doing well.
Well, Ryan, I'm actually gonna give you a homework assignment. All right, so that you're actually gonna be doing even worse. I've been watching games this season. I need you to tell me the 17 and 26 Washington Nationals would have what record if they only played one inning every single game? Because how many times have I seen them go up 1-0 or 2-0 or 3-0 in the first inning this season? I mean, it feels like James Wood has gone yard. We've had C.J. Abrams. We've had some really good first innings this season. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong. In fact, like, the Nationals in the first, like, five innings even, I would even say they've been a good winning ball club. And then you get on later on in the game, the Nationals' bullpen comes in, they blow it, and that's kind of been the theme in 2025 here, Adam. So, no, that's not even that crazy to think that, like, if the Nationals only played one inning, or let's say they played five innings, I think they would have a winning record. But then you look at the bullpen and the way that it's constructed right now, and really the way that this offense goes quiet as we get deeper on into games, it's maddening. It's confusing. It does not make any sense. And this team should be a lot better. And I think the record indicates right now at 17 and 26, this is a losing ball club. And just last week, they were 17 and 19. We were talking about potentially being above 500 just 1 week ago. And now we sit here today, we're 17 and 26. You lost seven straight games. And in my opinion, things should change.
Yeah.
Things should change moving forward, and it's just frustrating at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I just looked it up in April. I think we'd be right around 500. Just have had some really good first innings this season with Wood, with Abrams at the plate. And then, like you're saying, the relief pitching seems to let them down later this season. When I texted you to come on the show today, I said, can you give me a Luster by Adolph Diamond Player of the Week? You said no. Nobody?
Adam, I've got no one. They've lost seven straight games here. I would give it to C.J. Abrams. C.J. Abrams has been good. He's had a couple multi-hit games. He had the leadoff home run yesterday in Atlanta. So I guess it's going to be C.J. Abrams for now. But even then, no one deserves it. This team looks terrible, Adam. Seven straight losses. How many times do I have to say it? This team does not look good at this point in time. And honestly, yeah, I guess I give it to C.J. Abrams because he has been okay. He's batting above 300. He's killing the baseball at this point. So I think C.J. Abrams is your player of the week. But other than that, I don't know who else to give it to.
So we talked a few weeks ago, and I said, Ryan, feels like there's some pressure here heating up the seat for manager Davey Martinez, and seems like it should be even hotter right now. I mean, would you say there's a chance he doesn't finish out the season?
So I don't think the Nationals would make any changes unless, like, there's an uproar in the clubhouse, which I don't think is the case at this point. I still think the players really like Davey Martinez. They respect him. And also the Nationals respect him also. But I do think he has a club option after this season. I don't think the Nationals at this point are going to pick that up. So does he get fired in season and do they make a change? I don't believe so at this point unless things go really downhill. But I think after the season, if you are 71-91 for like the third straight year in a row and you lose 90-plus games again, then I think the Nationals have no other option but to move on from the 2019 World Series champ, Davey Martinez. We love the guy here. He's a legend still. But at this point, like in last night's ballgame, Adam, Dylan Cruz struck out to end the game on a pitch that was not even close. And it's not like the Nationals were completely down and out. We knew they would lose that game. But still, to have your young players back who have struggled a ton so far this season, he's batting below 200. He's in the territory of Josh Bell, who is awful at this point. Davey Martinez just sat there and took it. I need you to go out there, show some energy, have your players back, and he did not do that. And it just kind of gets the headline going that he's checked out on the season. And honestly, from what I saw last night, that's the way it appears.
Yeah, and that's really frustrating. And I know this team had plans for Josh Bell to be much better at the plate. It's been disappointing.
He's awful.
Yeah, and there's pitching issues as well. A lot of it, you know, the blame, I think, is too much probably being shouldered by Davey Martinez. But when you're the manager, you're going to take the biggest blame. Ryan, I want to get your take on the bombshell reversal of policy yesterday by Major League Baseball. I think it's shameless, to be honest, allowing Pete Rose now to get into the Hall of Fame with Manfred writing, "A person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game." I just think that's such bogus. He should have been allowed in while he was still alive. And now this is just, like, who cares anymore? He's dead. You had a chance to write this before he passed away, in my mind.
Yeah, and I thought, honestly, like, Rob Manfred the last few years, like, he's actually, I think, been doing pretty well, all things considered. But this just, like, he took 10 steps back yesterday. It's despicable. It truly is. Like, Pete Rose should have been in the Hall of Fame. Shoeless Joe Jackson, I know maybe some people think differently of him, but still, Hall of Fame baseball player. Like, these are things that you have to do. Like, it does not make any sense to me. And I think the baseball writers in particular, the people who vote on these things, I don't know if they had the decision to say, like, well, Pete Rose can now be in the Hall of Fame. Whatever that was, whoever decided that, whoever came up with, well, Pete Rose is dead now, he could be in the Hall of Fame, fire them immediately. Fire all of them. It really makes no sense. Truly and honestly, I never got to watch Pete Rose. You never got to watch Pete Rose. That guy is the best hitter of all time. One of the led Major League Baseball in hits and for a career. And again, games played. Also, those two records will never be touched. He is on Mount Rushmore as far as baseball players go, and he should have been in the Hall of Fame. And I think Major League Baseball and the Baseball Hall of Fame, they robbed him of that. And it's a shame to see them kind of try to make their right after he passed away. It makes no sense to me, and it never will.
Yeah, no, well said, Ryan. Ryan Clary with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast. So why don't you give us a quick preview of tonight's game, Braves against the Nats?
Well, tonight you've got Mitchell Parker on the bump going up against Bryce Elder. I do think that there will be some long balls tonight. I look at C.J. Abrams and James Wood. I believe Bryce Elder has given up 8 home runs in his 7 starts this season. He's really struggled so far. He's got an ERA right around a 5 at this point. So if the Nationals, like, you're going up against a young, struggling pitcher here. He struggled even last year with the Braves. The time is now, guys. You've lost 7 straight games. You've got an opportunity to really take advantage of a pitcher who does give up the long ball. And again, the Nationals, they had the Braves number all season last year. You've got James Wood. You've got C.J. Abrams. They're crushing the baseball. I'd like to see them get it done tonight. But then Mitchell Parker also, he's going to have to keep the ball in the yard. He's not going to have to walk, guys, because that has been kind of the trend as of recent. He walks like 4 to 5 batters start, it feels like, over the last few, and that's why he's been kind of getting rocked around. So if Mitchell Parker can go 6-7 innings, I think the Nationals get the job done, because Bryce Elder, he's going to give up the long ball, and James Wood and C.J. Abrams, they're going to have an answer for that.
Real quick, I want to get your take around Major League Baseball, Ryan. What do you think about the chances of a Beltway series in the World Series, the way the Mets are playing right now in the NL East and the Yankees, the Bronx Bombers in the AL East?
Ooh, I think that's a pretty – I think it's a pretty fair – I think it could happen, Adam. Like, I do.
I mean, the Dodgers seem to ruin it almost every time it gets close.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I'm not going to root for the Mets, and Juan Soto is my favorite player of all time, but I will not root for him with the New York Mets. So if the Dodgers want to ruin that, go for it. But I will say, like, it's just as a baseball fan, that would be an awesome series to see the Mets and the Yankees. I'm willing to bet it's probably going to happen within the next 5 years, but I don't know if the Yankees will have the pitching when it's all said and done, because they do have a lot of guys on the shelf, and also they just lost Oswaldo Cabrera the other day. That's going to be a big loss for them. So I don't know if the Yankees will have it enough down the stretch to really make a World Series run, but I can see the Mets. The Mets are really good, man. And I hate to say that, but they're really, really good.
Ryan, what do you make of what's going on in Colorado? The Rockies have one of the worst records I've ever seen through 42 games, 7-35 this season. They're already 20 games back in the NL West. You know, there was a big report yesterday that Colorado fans are just treating, you know, that stadium now as a bar. They go to it. It's filled with the opposing team fans. Kind of feels like what's going on in Colorado with their baseball team is similar to what FedEx Field was like for a little bit.
Dude, I mean, it's something that has not been talked about, but the Rockies are a joke. Like, they've had so much talent through the years. Think about it. They've had Nolan Arenado in his prime. Troy Tulowitzki, Ubaldo Jimenez from back in the day. Like, this team has had talent. Charlie Blackman, their center fielder, over the last few seasons. They have had talent there, and they have never won consistently. And now they're one of the worst teams in all of baseball. And they actually had a bright future. They have some good young prospects, but they just can't get it done for whatever reason. So I think the Rockies, like, again, as you're saying, it is like FedEx Field. It is like the old Redskins days, where you just have a bad ownership, and that's really it. And unfortunately for their fans, they're going to have to sit through it until they sell, because nothing is going to change until the ownership changes. And that's something that I think Rockies fans are starting to realize as the 2025 season is going on.
Ryan, always appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, it is NFL schedule release day, and in typical NFL form, it is supposed to be released tonight, but it is being leaked by insiders, reporters, former players. Seems like anybody that's got inside access is letting people know. I mean, we found out from a Madrid newspaper, the Washington Commanders would be playing the Dolphins in Madrid. We've now found out that Washington will host the New York Giants week one. We'll go to Lambeau Field against the Packers week two. Monday Night Football. Home against the Chicago Bears. The rematch of the Hail Mary, the Hail Jaden to Noah Brown game. Week six, 11 in Madrid. Week 16, Washington hosting the Philadelphia Eagles on Saturday. Cowboys Christmas miracle at home Christmas Day. And then close out the season at Philadelphia. And from what we know, and we talked about this yesterday, weeks 11 to 18 are going to be an all-out blitz for the Commanders. It's going to be difficult. You go to Madrid, you come home, nothing's going to be easy. It's going to feel like game, boom, boom, boom. Because like we said, December 20th, 5 days later, Christmas Day. 1 week after that, at Philadelphia, and there's a chance you have to win that game to get into the postseason. And really, this is the nightmare that I expected. Stubb, we talked about this yesterday. The NFL loves to put the divisional games at the end of the season, and they also have had, in the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of late Washington Eagles games and Eagles Commanders games not being back-to-back, but being within a 21-day period, and that happens once again. That is just a murderer's row of Week 16 and home against Philadelphia, Christmas Day, and then at Philly to close out the season. That's why I've said it before. You have got to get off to a fast start to this season. If you're going to win 12 games again, if you're going to win 10-plus games, you have to find a way to put together a win streak. And it might be, you know, within these first 7 or 8 games of the season, because I just think at the end it's going to be probably win-loss. It's just going to be so difficult for Washington here to string together back-to-back wins when you have the most difficult part of your schedule there late in the season. So can they find a way to get off to a good start, a fast start? That is my goal for the 2025 regular season with the full schedule released tonight. ESPN put together a list of the biggest position of need for every NFL team. And for the Commanders, that was interesting. They did not list edge rusher. Said Washington, well, it's a good thing the Commanders rarely play base defense. Only 13% of the season, because their linebacker depth is terrible. There will be problems if Frankie Louvu or Bobby Wagner suffers an injury. As the backups are second-year players who were fifth-round picks, you've got Dominique Hampton and Jordan McGee. Hampton didn't play a defensive snap last season, while McGee only played 15. The Commanders also added Kane Medrano in the sixth round. I understand what they're saying. I don't think it's the biggest position of need. I think we all understand that's probably edge rusher.
We got two linebackers, zero edge rushers.
But I understand the linebacker depth is absolutely an issue. You're asking a lot out of rookie Kane Medrano, and Hampton and McGee were not involved last year. And oh yeah, we had a full season of health with Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner. Knock on wood that happens again, but it feels unlikely, especially with how old Bobby Wagner is and how many years of experience he's played in the National Football League. Eventually, those big hits are going to start to add up. So I understand linebacker depth is an issue. I don't think it's the biggest issue at all. I still think that's edge rusher. My guy's been Jadeveon Clowney. There was an update yesterday about Trey Hendrickson. And I kind of think Adam Peters is monitoring every situation. I told my friend yesterday, because my buddy called me, he's a diehard Commanders fan, and he was distraught for some reason in the middle of the week about the Commanders not having a star edge rusher. And I guess it's because the schedule is coming out and he's starting to feel like, man, maybe this team can't win double-digit games, can't build off of their 12-win season. And I said, look, I have a feeling Adam Peters has his hand on the pulse of the National Football League in that edge rusher position. He knows who's been talking to Von Miller, who's been talking to Za'Darius Smith, how much money it's going to take to get a Jadeveon Clowney, how many draft picks it's going to take to get a Trayvon Henderson. Trey Hendrickson. I think he is waiting. I think he's waiting, and he's understanding that they need to solve that position still, but it doesn't need to happen now. Like, edge rusher seems to be a position that you could slide a guy in September 3rd and say, hey, go get me a sack September 4th. Like, do you really need to understand the full schemes of the defense to play edge rusher? Maybe not for every down, but on 3rd and 10, get the guy with the football. It's pretty simple. And so I absolutely believe if Noah Brown could be signed after training camp and be a competent wide receiver 3 or 2, then an edge rusher could be signed after training camp and be a competent edge rusher 2. We already have a combination at number 1 with Cleveland Farrell and Dorrance Armstrong. And the reason they liked those guys and kept them on the roster is because they did not think they were a negative in stopping the run. Dante Fowler, who led us in sacks with 10.5 and was a plus-plus in terms of getting after the quarterback, was just a huge negative in terms of stopping the run. And so they decided, look, maybe we'll take a hit and have 5 less sacks or 6 less sacks as a team, but will we have 6 less explosive runs that we've given up because we're not having the weakness that is Dante Fowler Jr. at the edge rusher position. I think they are going to get an edge rusher before the start of the season that will be a pass rushing edge rusher, not an every down guy. They've got bodies right now, the Javon Kinlaw, Jetrick Wise that were brought in to play first and second down and stop the run, but they need a guy that's going to come in for obvious passing down situations. And that could be a Preston Smith, a Za'Darian Smith, Von Miller, Jadeveon Clowney, Trey Hendrickson. There's a lot of options still available to this day.
I got a breaking schedule update for you.
All right. Hold on. I want to take a guess here. Is this from your source or is this from a reliable source here?
So I will say a team's entire schedule got leaked.
Oh.
And so now we know one of their games with ours.
All right. What team is it?
The New York Giants.
All right, so we know the Giants are week one.
Yes.
I almost guarantee I can nail this right here.
Okay.
Giants are week one.
And so this is our away game.
Yep. All right, so on my schedule, I had week 10 being a Giants game. I'm a feeling this is going to be after Madrid. I'm going to say week 13.
We're entering the end of season divisional gauntlet. It's week 15.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no! So Commanders at Giants week 15.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So it's Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles.
Yeah. Wow. So that replaces what I thought was a Packers game. We already know Packers is week 2. So now we know it is, just like I said, get ready for a divisional stretch run here. Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles.
Yeah, and this one isn't prime time or anything. This is just a regular game.
Of course, because by that point, the Giants are going to be tanking.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that's a good thing there for the Commanders. It will most likely be Jackson Dart by week 15, right? Washington at New York to take on the Jackson Dart Giants.
Giants managed to snag themselves 3 primetime games.
Did they really?
They did.
What are their primetime games? I guess Eagles are one.
So, for some reason, week 3 Sunday Night Football is Giants-Chiefs.
Okay. That's the power of the Chiefs.
Yeah, and then week 6 Thursday Night Football with the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then week 13... Monday Night Football
Cowboys
against the Patriots.
Oh, the Patriots.
Yeah, Giants, Patriots. Yeah, that's a bad one.
That is a weird one.
That's a weird one.
Like, what is the...
I don't know.
What is the draw for that? Jackson
Patriots,
Dart against
Giants.
Drake May? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Good for you.
And a week 14 bye for the Giants.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Have you decided which of the international games outside of the Commanders you're most interested in?
Location-wise, it's Dublin.
Yeah, for me too.
And that's honestly, I mean, that's Steelers-Vikings. That's not horrible. Like, that's kind of, that's a decent matchup right there.
Yeah. I'm just very interested to see the quarterback play for both those teams. Dublin might be getting a lot of run the damn football.
The more I'm looking at, Brazil, I wouldn't want to go to Brazil. No. Actually, I'm taking that back.
And that's that is the Chiefs Chargers. That could be one. Yeah. That could be the best game.
We got
of the
Falcons Colts in Berlin. Isn't
that's pretty awful?
Yeah, Dublin's definitely the one.
Yeah, I would probably lean Brazil, Chargers, Chiefs. But there's, I just think anytime you see the Chiefs, I believe there's a chance they'll blow the team out. But then again, last year they were the team that won by less than 3 points almost every week.
Yeah.
You never know.
So that's true.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. KB tweets me that he's listening. Gabe says he's listening. DMV Commander and Alex, as well as Matt, who says, hail to Sean Taylor. RIP. Thanks for listening. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Time to catch up with our buddy Michael Phillips right now. We call this segment Crosstalk on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, schedule release day. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Adam. I love schedule release day. I get fired up about the leaks. I get fired up about the matchups. I get fired thinking about how many games they're going to win and lose in the first four games of the season. I am being 100% genuine when I say this is my favorite non-field event. I like this more than the draft. I like this more than the combine. I like this more than OTAs. This is the one for me.
Absolutely. And I love every team's individual schedule release videos. I can't wait for that tonight. I'll be staying up late watching all 32 so that I can give my ratings on them and review them tomorrow. We know week one, Washington will host the Giants week two at the Green Bay Packers, but it has come out that week 16, 17, and 18 will be three divisional games in a row. We've heard week 15 will also be at the New York Giants. That makes four divisional games in a row to close out the season. That is difficult, Michael.
I like it, though. I like the division riding on those last games. I like it. You know, the Giants are front-loaded with division games. I like determining the division winner at the end of a long season with some tough games in cold weather and adverse conditions up and down the East Coast. Eagles twice in the last 3 weeks. Adam, that means you could be two back of the Eagles with three to play and reel them in and catch them. So certainly for fans of every game matters, it's hard to imagine. I mean, maybe the Eagles run away with it and pull a Chiefs from last year and are 15-2 and a juggernaut and unstoppable. But even if the Eagles are sitting on 12 or 13 wins, they're going to be able to be reeled in at that point.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that. We have heard a new rumor here that in November, week 13, Sunday Night Football, the Commanders hosting the Denver Broncos. A good quarterback matchup there between two young QBs in year two, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels. And so we believe Thursday night week two, Monday night week six, Madrid against the Dolphins. Not a primetime game, but a nationally televised game. It looks like it is going to be eight nationally televised games for the Commanders this season, Michael.
It will actually be higher than that if you count the 425s. There are a lot of 425s on this schedule, I will tell you that.
Is that nationally televised because that's the Fox game of the week? Is that what that
correct.
Would be?
Yeah. Yeah. So those end up going to – so, like, Bears-Commanders last year was a nationally televised game, the Hail Mary game. It was 425. You know, Nance and Romo, that crew, the Brady and Burkhart crew for Fox. Traditionally, they try to only – schedule the West Coast games at that time so that, you know, it can be a maximum national audience. I'd remind you, too, those late season, you know, the Sunday nighter against Denver, the reason you want to schedule that late, that is a star power driven matchup, allows them to flex out of it if there's injuries, if the Broncos disappoint. Obviously, these guys won't disappoint. They're awesome. But if the Broncos disappoint, if there's some injury that impacts that matchup.
We've got with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline here talking about the Washington Commanders schedule release that will be out later today. Look, what we know is that this is going to be a difficult season. You're playing against some tough divisions. You've got the Packers division that includes, of course, the Lions 15 wins, Vikings 14 wins, Chicago Bears should be improved as well. And then you look at the AFC division we're going to play. It's the Super Bowl champs back-to-back and then went for the three-peat against the Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know the Raiders are going to be better. And the Chargers are dang good. I mean, this is a difficult schedule. It's not a first-place schedule, right? That's what the Eagles are having. And so, you know, they will have a more difficult schedule than the Washington Commanders. But there are going to be a lot of tough games on this schedule. And it's going to be very difficult to win 12 games again. There's going to have to be a big win streak. You're going to have to put together three or four wins in a row, string them together. And that means this team has to stay healthy. It means that Jaden Daniels doesn't have a sophomore slump. He's able to take steps forward. But the only reason this team got to the 12-win mark last season was because they went Week 2 win, Week 3 win, Week 4 win, Week 5 win, lost to the Ravens, and then three straight more with the Panthers, Bears, and Giants. That right there was an unbelievable stretch in which they went 7 of 8. If you can do that this season, hell yeah, you can find a way to win 11, 12 games once again. But you've got to put together, you know, that was two three-game win streaks, including one that was a four-game win streak. There's got to have to be win streaks on the schedule, and the win streak at the second half of the schedule feels nearly impossible with Giants, Eagles, Cowboys on Christmas, and then Philadelphia. Those matchups are going to be nightmares. I do believe the Giants will be much better and be competitive this season. There's no Daniel Jones nightmare anymore, and Brian Daboll knows his ass is on the line. He'll get fired. The Cowboys, similar situation. A lot of pressure for Brian Schottenheimer Jr. They've added George Pickens. Dak Prescott, big season for him. I think the Cowboys will be slightly improved. And so you're looking at a division that I think is probably going to be the most difficult division in the NFC. And you got to play six of those games, right? That's why I said I don't see Washington winning this division unless you sweep the New York Giants. Let's go back to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline with Michael Phillips. Michael, appreciate you hanging on there.
Yep, and I agree with what you're saying. AFC West, very tough division to be matched against. I'm not sleeping on the NFC North either. I think there's maybe a step back coming in Detroit. Still a great football team, still with Dan Campbell. Chicago obviously is going to have sky-high expectations. Vikings will be interesting. They've got the secret sauce there and their coach. And the Packers, of course, we know that's going to be a battle on Thursday night. The NFC East winner will have a hard time getting the playoff bye this year because of that schedule.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Michael, ESPN came out with their biggest positions of need post-NFL draft for every team. For the Commanders, they surprised me. Did not say edge rusher. It was linebacker depth, pointing to outside of Luvu and Wagner, it's Hampton and McGee and Kane Medrano, and those guys haven't played more than 16 snaps in an NFL season.
No, that's fascinating, but they're wrong. It's of course edge rusher. It's edge rusher. They're trying to outsmart themselves here. They need linebacker depth. I don't disagree with you on that, but it's edge rusher. You know that. I know that.
Yeah,
it's edge rusher.
Are you with me? Adam Peters, I think, has his finger on the pulse of the edge rusher position. Like, I think he knows what's going on in Cincinnati. I think he knows who's called Von Miller, who's called Jadeveon Clowney, Za'Darius Smith. I think he's got his finger on the pulse, and he knows, I'm going to wait, I'm going to buy some time, I'm going to get a guy for maybe a cheaper option, a cheaper than what some other teams might do, overpay for a star edge rusher, and get a guy that can be impactful by the end of training camp. I told Stubb, I don't care if it's September 3rd, we're going to get a guy that will come out and get a sack on September 4th.
I agree they're going to make a move, absolutely. I'll tell you what, it kind of blew my mind. I know we're running out of time here, but I see a lot of people calling Jadeveon Clowney a bust. Jadeveon Clowney is not a bust. Like there was hype around him. He is a steady, rock-solid NFL producer. I would love to have him on my team, Adam.
Yeah, and Michael, this team can actually afford to pay him $20 million on a one-year prove-it deal, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. The money's there. If you get Trey Hendrickson, the money's there for him. That gives you an immediate advantage over every other team. I agree with you. They're going to bring somebody in, and I think they're very well positioned to do so, and I think they should.
Michael, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Take care, dude.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and today the 2025 NFL schedule will be released. A ton of games have been leaked already. Joining us right now to go around the National Football League, it is Mark Schofield on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, Adam? Happy NFL schedule release day to you and all who celebrate.
Absolutely. And, you know, as soon as this thing comes out tonight, I'll go through it. I'll predict a Commander's schedule for wins and losses, and you know, I look forward to it. I mean, it's just, this marks an official next step in the offseason. It's not just fans can, you know, plan which games they want to go to, home or away, but once you have the schedule, you really can figure out how you want things to play out throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the beauty of the way the NFL does this every May, because we already know who's playing who thanks to the league scheduling formula. But now you start to see, like, for example, there's a leak of how the Giants are going to open their schedule with absolutely a brutal stretch of six games. And so you can start thinking about, okay, well, the Giants, they draft Jackson Dart, but you're opening with those six games. You're probably not going to throw a rookie quarterback to that kind of into that kind of situation. You'll probably wait, start with Russell Wilson to open up the year, you know, with the Commanders. They've got teams like the Lions and the Chiefs on the schedule, but you don't know when. You know, would you rather see those games early in the year as the team sort of figure things out later in the year when you think, you know, they've gotten to be their best version of themselves throughout the course of the season? And so that's part of the beauty of the way the NFL does this, because now you can start to think beyond who they're playing, what teams they're playing, when in the schedule, when the bye week comes, what the travel schedule will look like, do they have back-to-back road games and things like that. And it's part of the beauty of the schedule release part of the season.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just wonder, in terms of these conferences here, like the AFC, it just feels like it's Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City, and those will be the three teams getting a lot of primetime games. And in the NFC, Philly, Washington, and probably Detroit. What is your thought on the 2025-2026 Minnesota Vikings? From 14-3 to what do you think their record ends up being?
You know, they're an interesting situation because obviously a lot of it is going to depend on the quarterback position, what you're going to see from J.J. McCarthy and what they're going to be able to do with him. But I think we've got, oddly enough, proof of concept of it working, and that's what we saw last year with what that team was able to do with Sam Darnold under Kevin O'Connell. And so I think in a way there is that sort of proof of concept where you could see how that offense was able to be constructed for Sam Darnold. They were able to, as you said, put themselves in a position not just to make the playoffs, but until week 18, they were in line for the one seed. And so I think this is still going to be a good football team. Now, it's hard to win 13, 14 games in the NFL two seasons in a row. So I don't think they're going to have that kind of record. But I do expect Minnesota, even with McCarthy under center, is going to push for a playoff spot next year.
Yeah, I when I went through the schedule for the Commanders, I predicted they would lose to the Vikings. I just think that defense is going to help them win
that
some close, lower games.
Good. And that's going to be a tough place to play. I mean, that is a tough environment to go into for any team. It's loud. It's raucous. That crowd gets going. You know, unless you get on top of them early, that's a crowd that stays in it through the full 60 minutes. So, you know, you look at, you know, that Minnesota game, that Kansas City game, those are going to be two really tough road tests for this Commanders team.
Trey Hendrickson, what do you think happens with him and the Cincinnati Bengals?
I think we are speed rushing towards a holdout situation here. Mm. You know, he seems beyond frustrated. You know, I wrote it earlier this week, you know, some of the comments earlier in the week. You know, now you had him holding the media session yesterday. It certainly seems like, and we saw this coming in a way, right? Because with the way they handled T. Higgins, they kicked that can down the road a little bit. Now you're in a position where you have to pay both him and Ja'Marr Chase, which I understand why they did it, but having to do it this year, now you've got the player that led the league in sacks, and he's said out there saying, look, you know, you told me keep the production up, I'll get a new deal. All I did was lead the league in sacks, hold up your end of the bargain. He, you know, he's hinted at a contract holdout situation. I think that's where this is going. Now, you know, there's certainly the question of they allowed him to explore a trade and nothing was done yet. But, you know, as we get closer to the season, you start thinking about training camp over him. He's holding out. You get an injury for a team. They suddenly need some help on the edge. You might see a deal get done there. And so I think this is headed to a holdout with the potential for him to get traded before the season begins.
Yeah, and I think Adam Peters has his pulse on this situation, and so he'll be talking to the Bengals over the next few weeks and month, and I do think he'll add an edge rusher. The other name that I've been talking about is recently released Panthers edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney. What do you think about Clowney?
I mean, look, if you're a team that needs some help on the edge and you need a situational pass rusher that's going to come in and give you 25, 30 snaps a game, it's hard to do worse than Jadeveon Clowney, even at this point of his career. And so, you know, I would say, you know, Hendrickson is probably your plan A if you're looking to add a veteran before the season begins, if you're Adam Peters. But if, you know, they somehow get a deal done or another team comes in, you know, Cloudy's probably somebody else that's going to get signed, you know, closer to training camp after training camp begins, you know, given where he is at this point of his career. But certainly somebody that can give you a presence off the edge on pass rush and downs, that can give you, you know, four or five sacks, can give you some pressures, can, you know, create some production off the edge for you in passing situations. That's going to matter in this, you know, in this league. That matters in today's NFL. That's going to matter with this schedule, as we talked about. So I think it would be a smart sort of plan B for Adam Peters if, you know, you can't swing that plan A with Trey Hendrickson.
So, Mark, last year I made a boneheaded decision when we picked our divisional champions. I went with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm talking myself into doing the same thing again this season. What do you think about Liam Cohen taking over in Jacksonville and the draft they had?
I mean, I think they had a very good draft. I love it when teams have a clear plan, and their clear plan was, we're going to go get Travis Hunter. And I can understand why. You know, you could see what he can mean to that team, frankly, on both sides of the ball. And I think it's very interesting that, you know, they're going to start him on the offensive side of the ball. You know, they're going to go into this year with a clear plan of, we're going to get the best version of Trevor Lawrence humanly possible. And you look at what he can, what Travis Hunter can bring to that offense. You look at what they already have. And, you know, Brian Thomas was a tremendous rookie receiver for them. You know, there's talent on that offensive side of the ball. And certainly Liam Cohen has shown an ability to maximize what he has on an offense and an offense. And so I think you look around the rest of that division, right? Certainly Indianapolis has some questions at the quarterback position. You know, Tennessee drafted Cam Ward, but rookie quarterback, you wonder how quickly that's going to gel. And, you know, maybe they have a tough schedule out of the gate, so maybe there's going to be some bumps along the way. There will be some bumps along the way. You know, a lot of rookie quarterbacks go through that. Houston is certainly in the mix, but they're rebuilding that offensive line a little bit. I understand if you want to, you know, look at Jacksonville and say, you know, tonight, tomorrow's show, that's a team that's going to win the AFC South, because the potential is certainly there after what they've done this offseason and with what's happened in the rest of that division.
I also think that is the right way to handle Travis Hunter. Go out there and make him make some plays as a wide receiver, and then I think, you know, you find some obvious passing down situation, third and longs, to put him in and see if he can make a play on the ball rather than being in every down corner as a rookie.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I was almost of the absolute opposite mind that if, you know, I were coaching Travis Hunter, I'd have him as my CB1, CB2, depending on what else we have in that secondary. He's an every down cornerback in the NFL. And then you could pick your spots with him on the offensive side of the ball, get a package of like 10, 15 plays that he knows, that he likes, that the team, that the offense, that the quarterback, that everybody likes when he's on the field, and pick your spots like that. But the thing with Jacksonville is, and again, it gets back to that idea of, you know, James Gladstone, their new general manager, having a plan. They look at their entire roster. They look at their defense. They look at what they need to get out of Trevor Lawrence. And they think, look, Travis Hunter's our best way to get that best version of Trevor Lawrence, number one. And with what we have on this roster on both sides of the ball, and with what he can do on the offensive side of the ball, and it's going to also draw attention away from Brian Thomas, it makes more sense for them to use him as a wide receiver first. And so, you know, I looked at Travis Hunter a little bit differently, but the Jaguars have a plan for him, and I absolutely love that.
Mark Schofield with us here on the Hadid Merch Rug Cleaning Hotline. Dan Graziano of ESPN answered 10 questions he thinks fans are trying to make sense of. Why didn't the Steelers take quarterback more seriously? Is this going to end up being one of the biggest botches of all time, having Fields, who had a winning record, Wilson had a winning record, and then they don't have a quarterback the following season?
Yeah, it is a bit of a head-scratcher. You know, certainly when you're picking in the top 10, certainly when you had some opportunities, and, you know, frankly, there are still some, you know, free agents or moves available in the at the quarterback position that New Orleans could take. When you knew, you know, early in this offseason, you know, you see the statement from Derek Carr that, you know, they knew in March that this was going to be a situation. You had time to plan for this. Yes, the news came out of the days leading up to the draft, but they had a lot more time during this offseason process to address quarterback differently. So the fact that they went this route, you know, with Tyler Shuck, who, intriguing prospect, you know, second round pick, but you're entering this, you know, this training camp portion of the schedule with Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener as your three main options. I know they just signed an undrafted free agent from Iowa State, so now you've got four. Those are your four options in the quarterback room. It is curious. Now, they might be looking at this as, look, we've got three young quarterbacks. we'll figure out if one of them can play. And if not, you know, we've got some draft capital into next year. And, you know, maybe that 26 quarterback class, they'll live up to the hype that this incoming rookie class certainly did not live up to. The problem with that is there is a lifetime between now and next draft. And, you know, a good friend of mine who writes at USA Today, Jeff Rayson, just did a look back at some of the way too early mock drafts over the past couple of years. And I'm going to throw out a name to you as a quarterback that was hyped up as, oh, he's going to be a top five pick when he comes out. He's going to be the next great quarterback. Brad Kaya out of Miami, who has never played a down in the NFL. But a year ahead of his draft cycle, people thought, oh, he's going to be great. This is going to be a great quarterback class. Things will change. And so if you're New Orleans and you're thinking, well, if it doesn't work out, we'll just go get a quarterback in next year's draft, you might think that, you know, Sellers down in South Carolina or Nussmeier at LSU or some of these other quarterbacks are going to be worthy of a top five pick. A lot will change. You know, this time last year, not many were looking at Cam Ward as the first overall pick, but that's what ended up happening. And so if I were in New Orleans and you had all that information that you did with Carr, I would have addressed it differently. Maybe they still do, but putting your eggs into the rookie quarterback, young quarterback slash next year's draft class basket, that might not work out well for you.
No, but I think it ends up being Arch Manning.
I mean, that might be what they end up doing, right? And that is a tremendous story, and you're thinking about it now, and you've got the Colts that might need a quarterback, you've got the Saints that might need a quarterback, and you've got Arch Manning potentially in next year's draft class. It will certainly make our jobs easier, you know, next spring, right? You know, if we're talking about, hey, maybe Arch goes to save the Saints or maybe he goes to save the Colts. I mean, he'll make for great content, but who knows? I mean, maybe he doesn't have the kind of season you expect from him. Maybe he decides to stay. Who knows how that situation plays out? There's a lot of uncertainties when you start thinking about quarterback draft classes 2 years from now.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought about Indianapolis, but that makes total sense with Peyton's success there. Mark, appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Adam. Have a good one.
That is our buddy Mark Schofield, who joined us to go around the National Football League. You can follow him on Twitter, at Mark Schofield. Read his work, SBNation.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.